The colonel's sole justification for preparing such a batch of blood for his countrymen was his hope of establishing a new world order of peace and security, unquote. You see how these people fool themselves? They always say that the end is peace and security, a world utopia. But to get it, they spill more blood than ever has been spilled in history each time they try to bring about their utopia. The blood runs in the streets. They're liars. They're hypocrites. They're manipulators, deceivers. They're the worshipers of Lucifer.
I chose my fate. People of King's Landing did not.
I can't justify what happened. I won't try. But the war is over now.
Is it? When you heard her talking to her soldiers, did she sound like someone who's done fighting?
She liberated the people of Slaver's Bay. She liberated the people of King's Landing. And she'll go on liberating until the people of the world are free. And she rules them all.
When are you going to wake up? Dear sheeple, being led to the slaughter. That's what we got this weekend. This weekend in pop culture, we're going to talk about Madonna, Game of Thrones, and Bill Cooper. It all came together, folks. That's my Bill Cooper voice at the beginning there. I've listened to a lot of Bill Cooper stuff. And while he's, I don't know, a bit more constitutional right-wing than myself, I think he's right most of the time. And also, I want to tell you that I'm not going to spoil. Well, here's the way today's going to work. We're going to talk about Madonna at the Eurovision 2019 show. She put on a performance full of the Illuminate symbolism, and she had a message beyond the symbolism, which is what I want to talk to you about. It's very important. I want everybody to listen to that, and then we're going to get into the Game of Thrones series finale. Very controversial show. We're going to get into the finale, and I will tell you the master agenda behind the whole show. Of course, the plot will be spoiled, so if you haven't seen the last episode of Game of Thrones, the series finale, you can cut off at that point. After we talk about Madonna, that's when you can go watch the show and come back. Because I will be spoiling the plot. Without further ado, let's get into it. Madonna, she performed at a thing called Eurovision 2019. And from what I saw, this is a talent show, sort of like America's Got Talent over in, I don't know, Europe somewhere. It doesn't matter. But there's lots of symbolism that happened during this event. And I'm going to have the images up on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I just wanted to record this podcast real quick, because it's very urgent, folks. Very urgent. The end is coming. The end times. Madonna is telling you the truth about the plan, the agenda. But on these images, I'll show you lots of symbolism that we've talked about so many times in the past. The twin pillars of Boaz and Jachin, the entrance to the mystical place, the place of transformation. She is transforming the world with the performance. Because to them, all of these performances are high-profile rituals. It's not just about getting someone's name out there or performing a song. It's a much higher purpose. They are conducting the great work, progressing all of you initiates, whether you like it or not. Because in the future, there is only room for one kind of man, the perfected man. We saw symbolism that she was on top of the Saturnian stage, the cube, the black cube. You know what that means. We saw the duality of black and white. You know what that means. She came out with the X and the O. You know what that means. That's the mark of the beast. We talked about her performance at the BBMAs, the BBWMAs there. The Billboard Music Awards. She had the X and the O on the all-seeing eye. Come on. Catch up now. I know you're already with me. But some of you aren't. Some of you need to wake up. The Tower of Babel. I mean, come on. It was all on the Madonna performance. All of these things are very important. That's why they keep rehashing it and give us the same symbolism over and over. It's the magnetic chain. They are charging the sigils, charging the energy, trying to influence the masses. And if you don't get with their program, that's okay too. They will leave you behind. That's what the song is all about. And part of this process is the necessary destruction of the ultimate false heresy, the Christian church. Yes, that's right. And don't worry, I'm not gonna go down that path with you here. I know some of you don't believe in Jesus Christ as the true Savior, and that's okay. I have my doubts sometimes too. I have my doubts and wonder if this is all just a deception of control. I see what happens with the Catholic Church there, with their big obelisk out front and covering up pedophilia. That's not what Jesus Christ wanted. So I have my doubts sometimes too, but then I see this kind of stuff that we're going to talk about tonight with Madonna and Game of Thrones, and I think, oh yeah, this is the thing. This is what it's all about. I wrote about it in The Dark Path. Have you read it yet? Read The Dark Path. It's on all the places, Amazon, Audible. Because in there, I pull out the quotes from all of these occultists, all of these prolific occultists that influenced and created the society we live in today, this toxic environment, this satanic soup. I'm going to quote, I got to write that down somewhere. Satanic soup. That's what we're living in. We're living in the satanic soup. And it's because people like Jack Parsons, the predecessor to NASA, talked about the lying heresy of the Christian faith. And Wernher von Braun, that Nazi that was hanging Jews over in Germany before we brought him over to make Walt Disney NASA films. They all have a role. Aleister Crowley brought in the Aeon of Horus, the new age we're living in, the age of individual will. I think Instagram is owned by him. I think he created it in the past. It's all about the inflation of the ego. Everyone is a Superman. Every man and woman is a star. That's what Aleister Crowley said. Is that not the world we live in? Anyways, Madonna. During the performance, she has some very interesting words for you. She gives a little diatribe. She comes out, and let me paint the picture for you. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm very excited today. She comes out on the top of a sort of pyramid of stairs, right? Of course, why not? Ascended at the top. She's the ascended master. She's risen through the Kabbalistic phases to the top Sephirot because she's Madonna, the Kabbalistic queen, who also influenced Ariana Grande and Britney Spears to become Kabbalist, by the way. We could talk about Britney, but you and I are both tired of talking about Britney. It gets crazier with Britney. I talked about her MKUltra connections a few episodes ago, and it keeps coming out. She keeps getting crazier. So anyways, Madonna comes out at the top of this pyramid of stairs. There's pillars on both sides of the stairs. She's coming out with the X and the O eye patch with this black robe that I couldn't tell what it was. I don't want to make a crazy guess, but it looked like a silver serpent of some kind. I don't know. I can't tell. And then she's got all these dancers in these cloaks, like they're secret society monks of some kind. Which, by the way, she did this already. She already did this performance at the Met Gala 2018. But the media picked this one up and was said, oh my God, Madonna, she made this controversial thing, and you know, to get you to watch it. Because she did it last year and it didn't get traction at the Met Gala 2018. Look it up. Almost the same exact performance. But all of a sudden, this one's controversial. Okay. I think it had something to do with at the end she had two people, one wearing the flag of Israel, one wearing the flag of Pakistan or something, Palestine. I don't know. I don't get into geopolitics. I'm an idiot as far as that goes. But today, this is about the most geopolitical episode I'm ever going to put out. So, because it's part of the agenda, folks. But, you know, I like to keep it light. I like to stay in the realm of pop culture. Talking about crazy Britney Spears. But today it's crazy Madonna. And you know I love Madonna. You know this. 80s Madonna is almost worth it. It's almost excusable. Anyways. Where were we? Let me catch back up. Okay, so Madonna comes out at the top of the pyramid of stairs and she performs Like a Prayer. Which she does talk about a fallen angel in that song, by the way. Which makes me second guess. Maybe I should watch the old video. Anyways, what she talks about is she talks about how we're aware of their crimes, and she's showing images of friars and Catholics, priests and all this, Christian themes. Which, by the way, not all Christians are Catholic, so let's throw that out there. But, of course, that's what they want to conflate that with. Because you've got all this pedophilia stuff, which is pretty gross, right? I can't fault them for that. I mean, this is the thing, man. It's like, and this is why I take a weird sort of liberal stance on things. Because we're all born with sin, right? So that includes the people that run the Catholic Church. They're not above us, right? We're all sinners. All of us. Every one of us. I think covering up organized pedophilia is like some next level shit. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is the morality stuff that they push, I think a lot of people take that and run with it too far. And when they start judging and condemning each other, it's like, look, this is just the standard. And like, no one's going to hit the standard. But again, I'm not excusing what happened there. I'm just saying men are, especially men with power that you give them, very dangerous. That's why the Orthodox Church does not have a pope. So Madonna is saying, oh, we're aware of their crimes and we're getting ready to act. And, can't you hear outside of the Supreme hoodie, the wind is beginning to howl. And then she blows fire on everyone, killing them. Which is a nice reference to Game of Thrones and the dragon, because we're gonna, like I said, it's all related. We're gonna get into that. And B, it's the light, the Luciferian light. The light is the intellect. That's their god, is the god of Lucifer, the god of intellect.
They are so naive. They think we are not aware of their crimes. We know, but we are just not ready to act. The storm isn't in the air. It's inside of us. I want to tell you about love and loneliness. But it's getting late now. Can't you hear outside of your supreme hoodie the wind that's beginning to howl?
So the video shows Madonna and Quavo, because Quavo from the Migos. You know the rap group the Migos, which Migos is a demon in H.P. Lovecraft folklore. Quavo, of course, joining in on this. He signed the deal, I'm sure. They're both at the top of the steps, and you can see an inverted and destructed church on the stairs below them. Again, I'm going to put the images here on IlluminatiWatcher.com. If you're on Patreon, I'll see if I can upload them to the Patreon feed, too. But it's very clear what the purpose is here, what their intent is. I mean, they're telling you straight up what it is, okay? And it ends quite perfectly when all these people that are the ensemble she has there, they walk up to the top of the stairs and they die and they fall off the edge of the pyramid, the top of the pyramid there, while Madonna and Quavo are holding hands because they are the elites, or so they think they are. I don't know if it's going to end up that way, but they think they are the elites. And they think it's this beautiful scene of the masses dying off that aren't able to join the new world. And they post this large message that says, wake up, in real large letters, while they're standing on the top of the pyramid of the stairs between the twin pillars, the mystical place that you're not invited into.
We can light up the dark.
Light up.
Everyone has a spark.
Spark up.
Don't tell me to stop, 'cause you said so. Your future is brighter. Just don't turn out the light. Tell the sun not to shine, 'cause you said so.
I mean, if you look at the lyrics, and let's do that. Let's take a look at the lyrics real quick. Not everyone is coming to the future. Not everyone is learning from the past. Not everyone can come into the future. Not everyone that's here is gonna last. That's you. That's me. If we don't evolve into the number of the perfected man, the 666. That's what they want. The next lyrics, it says, this is, I believe this is Quavo's verse. Oh, no, this is Madonna still. It says, open your mind, open your eyes. What does that remind you of? Does it remind you of the book of Genesis and the serpent in the garden telling Adam and Eve to open their eyes? The serpent represents Lucifer, Luciferian doctrine of intellect. That's what all the symbolism of the light and the sun represents, is intellect. That's their god. And that's what she's talking about when she says, open your mind, open your eyes, open your third eye, open your pineal gland, whatever they want to reference it as. It's the same thing. Then Quavo, he says, I drip that ice. I see the signs. Just free your mind. Welcome to the future. It's a culture ride. Too much pain inside, it's an override. So again, it's talking about, he sees the signs, the symbols, all, it's all connected, all these people across the world put it in the music videos, it's their subtle nudge to each other that they're forming, they're assembling, and he paints it as this great place to be. Free your mind, lift up all these all the false doctrine that the Christian church has installed into it. Welcome to the future. It's a culture ride, because pop culture is what takes you on this ride. They want to influence you, right? He says it's an override. They are overriding the social constructs from the past. And they go on more. You've been putting too much time trying to survive. Don't like the person in your past, so you let them die. Let your light shine. Okay, let them, they're saying, you don't like the person in your past, you let them die. The death of the ego. You got to destroy the ego to enter the abyss. That's what Aleister Crowley talked about. Let the light shine again. Symbolism of the light, Lucifer, intellect. Then Madonna says, we can light up the dark. Everyone has a spark. That's Kabbalistic, right? The spark is the soul in Kabbalistic doctrine. Because she's a big, you know, Kabbalist. Then they talk more about the future's bright. Don't turn off the light. Tell the sun not to shine. It's the future where we come from, being stars. It's the future where we come from, being hard. We're talking about being stars, right? Going back to the cosmos. It's all part of it. You got to pay the cost where you come from, being lost. It's the future, crucifixion on a cross. But you know that I'm a rise above it, yeah. Seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? It's the future, crucifixion on a cross, because they're talking about, now you would think, well, they're talking about Jesus Christ there. No, they're not. Talking about the Zodiac. Because if you ever listen to or watch the Zeitgeist movie, that's what they're saying. They're saying, or Jordan Maxwell on Infinite Fringe recently. My man Billy Ray Valentine had him on there. Listen to that. It's all the same thing. It's the secret doctrine of the Illuminati here, right? And this is where I want to talk to you about Bill Cooper. This is where my guy Bill Cooper comes in. Because he has several lectures you can find online, tons of them. And in one of them, he talks about the number of perfected man and how the number, of course, is 666. But it's the perfected man is the only one that's going to make it in this new world.
Adolf Hitler, a socialist and the head of the German government prior to and during the nation's involvement in World War II, is quoted as saying this, quote, "National socialism will use its own revolution for the establishing of a new world order," unquote. Adolf Hitler was a socialist. Nazi means national socialism. Hitler confided to Hermann Röschening, the president of the Danzig Senate, quote, "National socialism is more than a religion. It is the will to create Superman," unquote. And what is the number of the man? 666. You see, in the New World Order, only one man will be allowed to live, the new man, the illumined man, and the number of that man is 666. You will see that number increasingly all around you. You will also begin to see pyramids increasingly all around you, and the eye in the pyramid, and the eye alone, and you will see circles with a dot in the center, and you will see obelisks appearing all over the place. And these are not the only signs. There are many, many, many more. They're the signs of the religion of mystery, Babylon.
Okay, so now let's talk about Game of Thrones. If you haven't watched the series finale, I'm going to spoil the plot, so don't say I didn't warn you. Here it comes. Okay, now in the past I made some predictions. I thought Jon Snow was going to be portrayed as some kind of resurrected Christ figure because of all the symbolism that we saw. Not quite. Sort of, not quite. But we're going to talk about that. Dany, Daenerys, Khaleesi, whatever her name is, you notice at the beginning of the episode, she walks out with the black wings of the dragon behind her. This is the symbolism that she is the Luciferian character. Okay? She is the fallen angel. It's very clear. She walks out and then she gives a speech. She talks about liberating the whole world, which of course is New World Order talk, right? Because as I'm going to play a clip, I'm going to play clips for you here. As Bill Cooper talks about, and I don't disagree, it's this New World Order is this fake utopia, this false world of perfection. They think they can perfect mankind, but that's not the truth. Man cannot be perfected, but they want to believe it. They want to quantify everything and rely on these scientists to make this digital matrix. I'm studying 5G right now, and it's very scary stuff. But it's like American Horror Story Apocalypse. Did you watch that? It's a similar idea. Only the elites make it to the future because they have this belief system. They have to purge the world of all these damaged people because they are perfect people. This is what they think. It's crazy, right? That's what they think. So then after Dany gives the speech, Tyrion is, of course, in prison still. He has a conversation with Jon Snow. And they are in the prison cell. And Tyrion reiterates this idea of liberation and how Dany would stack up dead bodies or anything that gets in the way of their version of paradise. This is the big Luciferian fantasy. They want to destroy the world as we know it. They want to destroy Christianity because for some reason that's the thing, right? Because they think the Christian church took their religion of Luciferianism and perverted it. And of course, the ends always justify the means.
I chose my fate. The people of King's Landing did not.
I can't justify what happened. I won't try. But the war is over now.
Is it? When you heard her talking to her soldiers, did she sound like someone who's done fighting?
She liberated the people of Slaver's Bay. She liberated the people of King's Landing. And she'll go on liberating until the people of the world are free. And she rules them all.
So Jon Snow is apparently, turns out he's receptive to this, right? Which kind of goes in line with my idea of him being the Christ character. Because he saves the world from Luciferianism by killing Dany. And you'll notice, before he kills her, he talks to her much like Christ did. Talks about mercy and forgiveness. But she is like, no, I know what's best for the people. I'm going to liberate them whether they like it or not.
When I was a girl, my brother told me it was made with 1,000 swords from Aegon's fallen enemies. What do 1,000 swords look like in the mind of a little girl who can't count to 20? I imagined a mountain of swords too high to climb. So many fallen enemies, you could only see the soles of Aegon's feet.
I saw them executing Lannister prisoners in the street. They said they were acting on your orders.
It was necessary.
Necessary? Have you been down there? Have you seen children? Little children burned!
I tried to make peace with Cersei. She used their innocence as a weapon against me. She thought it would cripple me.
And Tyrion?
He conspired behind my back with my enemies. How have you treated people who've done the same to you, even when it broke your heart?
Forgive him.
I can't.
You can. You can forgive all of them. Make them see they made a mistake. Make them understand. Please, Dany.
We can't hide behind small mercies. The world we need won't be built by men loyal to the world we have.
The world we need is a world of mercy. It has to be.
And it will be. It's not easy to see something that's never been before. A good world.
How do you know? How do you know it'll be good?
Because I know what is good. And so do you.
I don't.
You do. You do. You've always known.
What about everyone else? All the other people who think they know what's good.
They don't get to choose. Be with me. Build the new world with me. This is our reason. It has been from the beginning, since you were a little boy with a bastard's name. And I was a little girl who couldn't count to 20. We do it together. We break the wheel together.
Now let's back up. I want to talk to you about Bill Cooper before I give you my final opinion on the Game of Thrones finale. Not that you wanted it, but I'm going to give it to you. Bill Cooper, he talked about this also in his lectures. He talked about how in the New World Order, they justify death in the name of peace and this fake utopia.
Historian Walter Mills maintained that prior to World War I, Colonel Edward Mandel House, the major advisor to Woodrow Wilson, the president at the time, had a hidden motive for involving America in the war. The historian wrote this, quote, "The colonel's sole justification for preparing such a batch of blood for his countrymen was his hope of establishing a new world order of peace and security," unquote. You see how these people fool themselves? They always say that the end is peace and security, a world utopia. But to get it, they spill more blood than ever has been spilled in history each time they try to bring about their utopia. The blood runs in the streets. They're liars. They're hypocrites. They're manipulators, deceivers. They're the worshipers of Lucifer.
Because you see, this is what it's all about. It's all about they think they're trying to help us by giving us all these messages and all these symbols. They're trying to be like, look, we're warning them. We're warning them it's coming. And then you might think, well, Isaac, this doesn't make any sense. Why would, on one hand, they show us Madonna singing the praises of Lucifer and the Luciferian doctrine and all this stuff, but then in Game of Thrones, the good guy, Jon Snow, is the Christ guy. Like, they're showing you how bad the Luciferian doctrine is. Here's why. Here's why they're doing it. It's a litmus test to see how you and I respond to it. Do we warm up to these ideas? Are we going to blog about how, well, you know, maybe John shouldn't have killed Danny. Maybe she was right. Because even Jon Snow had his doubts in the show afterwards, after he kills her and he's getting sent up to the north. He says, I don't know if I made the right decision. And you wonder, too, because you feel bad for Danny. You feel bad for the dragon. It's a litmus test. They're showing you all these things and kind of gauge your reception. They want to know, who's coming with me? This is what we're doing. Who's coming with me? Now, you want my opinion about the Game of Thrones, you ask? Well, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And I'm not much of a continuity guy. I'm pretty forgiving because I know what it's like to create things, right? I'd like to think of myself as a creator. I create these podcasts. I create these ideas and different things. And like sometimes you miss the mark. You're not going to make everyone happy, first off. That's not possible. But I think they were trying to be lukewarm about it. I think they were trying to make everyone happy. And what they gave us was this watered-down, awful ending. They were built up all these characters for all these years, and then Tyrion says, "Well, you know, people love a good story. Let's give the crown or the throne to Bran, the most boring guy on the show." Lame. Meanwhile, Jon Snow dies, resurrected, commander of the Night Watch. This guy was the boss, right? Everyone wanted to see him when he was the good guy. And they send him north to the... And he apparently goes off to marry the red-headed wildling guy. I don't know what that was. I didn't get it. I thought it was terrible. I'm not signing the petition, though. I get the idea behind the petition. Like, I agree with it. Like, they need to be checked. Like, dude, you guys made us wait, like, 2 years for this last six episodes. You made the Night Watch... This fight we've been waiting since the first episode. This fight with the Night Walkers... You made the screen so dark. They're like, let's make the screen so dark no one could see it. Okay. And then it's over in a half hour. And then they finish it off with this nonsense. It was just terrible. But I don't want them to redo it. You can't redo it. You just got to know that they botched up the ending to this thing. I bet George R.R. Martin or whatever his name is, the author of the books, is probably loving this. Because all these people are going to read the books now to see what his ending is, because his ending is surely going to be better than the crap HBO gave us. Very disappointing. And again, I try not to be too critical. Like, people trying to create and whatever. Sometimes it works out and you like it, sometimes you don't. But, like, I think they really did a disservice to all the fans out there on this one. I think they screwed us. From the time I turned up the brightness on my TV to watch the Nightwalkers fight, I knew this was not going to be good. And one more thing I forgot to mention here. Why does Danny talk about how she couldn't count to 20? She says it twice. What's that about? Is she missing a toe or something? If you know what that is, hit me up on the socials. I don't know what that meant. I looked around, couldn't find anything about it. And by the way, I looked on Reddit, and someone was like, they were, they didn't understand Danny's thought process. They were like, she killed all those kids. Why would she keep talking about liberating? She was nuts. This person, male or female, I don't know. This person doesn't get it. That's the way these people think. They are nuts. They think the ends justify the means at all costs. That's why you see all of these crazy experiments they're doing on human beings that they don't tell you about till 50 years later, like MKUltra. They're putting chips inside of animals' heads and doing all this crazy stuff, cloning people. The ends always justifies the means. They're trying to make this perfect society, and guess what? It's not going to happen. People cannot be perfected. They want to believe it. They're pursuing it. They think they can have it, but it's not going to happen. The only way you're going to get that is in the digital matrix, which is what they're creating. They've been working on it. I just read the Purdue white paper on it. Apparently down at DARPA, they've been working on, I think it's called SWS, the Sentient World Simulation. They've got an avatar of you in there right now doing your things that you said you liked on Facebook and Google. You really loved Limp Bizkit in 2002, and you told Facebook or MySpace or whatever. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. Anyways, Danny says she wants to break the wheel. And there's some confusion on that because Tyrion says that, you know, this was the idea of getting rid of the bloodlines ruling, the elite ruling bloodlines. But to me, I think she's referring to this idea of the social constructs that we have in today's society, which links us into Madonna. Madonna is saying the same thing. Break the social construct, which of course requires the destruction of Christianity, whether you believe it or not. You don't have to believe it. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I really don't. I, of course, have my beliefs, but like I said, I have my doubts at times too. So, like, I get it. I get both sides of this, so... It doesn't matter, though. This is what they believe in, and this is what they are pursuing, is Luciferian enlightenment. They worship the intellect and the eyes of that the serpent has opened. And that's what you got this past weekend, so let me know what you think. Hit me on the socials. I'll probably read it. You got a medium to high probability I'll read it. On Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. I'm on Facebook, but I don't even read stuff there. It's just too many. But you can try. Every now and then I get on there and look. So I'm on Facebook too. So yeah. Or hit me on a comment on the old IlluminatiWatcher.com where I will be posting some images of all this stuff I'm talking about. And subscribe to the email newsletter while you're there. Okay. Thank you very much. And I look forward to talking to you next weekend. We've got a lot more to get into on these subjects. We're going to go much deeper. I've got a lot of different avenues we could take this thing. You can go to patreon.com and sign up right now for the month of May. I'm taking requests. It's an all request month. I'm taking requests, and I'm in June going to start working on them. I'm going to start answering your questions. You want to ask me a question, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Find that May post. I posted it, I don't know, the first week of May. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I'll research it personally and give it to you. Thanks for your time again. As always, stay woke.